Friday morning from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
0.6, good or not?
Yeah, I think good. I mean, if you're gonna sort of fall and make it a binary outcome, good or bad, it's good. First quarter GDP 0.6, annual figure 2.5. I think even though we did have plenty of 0.6% forecasts, I think there was a lingering concern about downside risks. So we'll take that. A few comments though. We have to acknowledge GDP is very much a historical number, so it gives you a starting point, really. I mean, it's June, and this is what the economy was doing in the 3 months to the end of March. But look, it's baked in, and you'd far rather have 0.6 baked in than 0.4. Couple of contributing factors: bigger than expected surge in construction and mining, few minor revisions to previous numbers as well in there too. I mean, if you look at it in isolation, 2.5% growth isn't exactly rock star status, but. Given the global comparatives at the moment, on that relative basis, looks okay. GDP per capita, I do want to point that out, Mike. If you put some faith in the migration population numbers, 0.1% for the quarter, 0.9% for the year. Now, GDP per capita, preferred measure of productivity at the moment, one of the measures that the government is pursuing, and that is pretty moribund. Big issue we have, though, with this number is the momentum through the second quarter. So contraction in the agri sector, services sector looked pretty anemic. Remember how big a part of the economy that is. There's also, I think we need to point out, there's a bit of tyranny of numbers going on here as well, Michael, that's going to come into play.
Yes.
When we go to June 2019, we're going to drop out the June 2018 quarter.
The big number.
What was that quarter? 0.9. So you drop that out. Even if you get steady growth at 0.6, you're going to have a much lower annual number. But the RBNZ, they'll be pleased, 0.6 versus 0.4. But I still think that there are some clouds gathering on the horizon, Mike.
This is the truth. Now, talk to me about the Fed and the markets, how they're handling things.
Yeah, big reveal yesterday. Excuse me, the Fed left rates unchanged, but walked that sort of tightrope yesterday of opening the door enough for the potential of a rate cut in July without sort of specifically going there. We've had 24 hours. When we spoke yesterday, Powell hadn't had his press conference yet. That's all water on the bridge now. Where are we sitting? US dollar a little bit weaker. And we've seen the impact on that. Weaker US dollar, stronger New Zealand dollar. A week ago, we were under 65 cents. I think we're 64.90, 95. We're now closing in on 66 cents, 65.90 when I last looked. Interest rates are lower, and that's even fed through to local interest rates. Mike, the five-year swap rate yesterday, locally, fell to 1.36%. Now, that's well below the official cash rate of 1.5%, and that's courtesy of U.S. interest rates continuing to fall. But amongst all the commentary yesterday, Mike, there was one point that stood out for me, and I'll just make this. Trump has been pretty vocal about what he thinks the Fed should be doing. He wants the Fed to cut rates. He wants to basically fight this lowest currency battle. But can Trump deliver a trade deal with China and have a federal interest rate cut too? And I think the markets, or particularly the share markets, are working through this kind of crazy decision tree at the moment, where it assumes that if the trade war continues, it's okay because we're going to get a Fed rate cut. But I don't think you can have both.
Okay, remember where you heard it first. Numbers, please.
Yep. 26,699 on the Dow Jones, up 195 points, so all good there, 0.73%. S&P 500, 2945, also up around 19 points. And the NASDAQ through 8,037, up 50.63%. FTSE 100 gained 21, 7,424. The Nikkei, 21,462. That was also up. And the Shanghai Composite, they had a good day on the back of those comments, Trump and Xi Jinping, up 2.4%, 2,987. The ASX 200, 6,687, up 39. We lost 14 points in the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 10,290. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar will buy you 0.6592 US, 0.9519 Aussie, 0.5838 Euro, 0.5190 pounds, 70.76 yen. Gold is trading at $1,390 a mic. That is the highest we've seen gold, I think, since 2013. Brent crude, $64.28, up $2.46.
You have a good one, mate. Appreciate your help this week, as always, and a good weekend. We'll see you Monday. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at JMI Wealth, jmiwealth.co.nz.